Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
Alrighty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and it is an absolute honor to welcome Eric Schuett to the show. How's it going, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a little cold here, but I'm sure you guys are experiencing some cold weather as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out here.
I guess starting off, you started at the age of five performing in front of crowds. What made you, I guess, where did you first decide or some of your first memories of deciding that was what you wanted to do?
Well, I've always been performing in front of the class when I was like in kindergarten and preschool, and it was just something my teacher recommended my mom to sign me up for theater class. And she did, and kind of all started from there.
And you've performed in so many cities. Is there any that are special to your heart?
What was that?
You've performed in a lot of different cities. Are there any that stick out in your heart for the time that you were able to perform there?
Like my favorite place to perform had to have been the Sydney, Australia, when I performed at the Sydney Opera House, which was just incredible to do. I mean, it was everything you think it is, and then you get there, and it's just better than you thought. It'll always hold a special place in my heart.
And I thought it was really neat to see that you even worked on the 50th anniversary national tour of The Sound of Music. That had to be pretty cool.
Oh, that was awesome.
And as far as you know, for someone that doesn't perform, going from singing or being in Broadway or on a film set, how is that different to you, doing, you know, going from one thing to another?
Do you mean like going from one performance to the next?
Yeah, as far as like, say you're doing a Broadway show and then you have to sing, you know, what are some of the different things that some people might not realize that go into those?
Well, for me, it's pretty easy going from one cabaret to the next or one job to the next because, you know, like I'm able to, you know, put like what I just did behind me and immediately jump into the next phase. Okay, what do I got to do now? What do I got to learn? What do I have to memorize? How do I do this and that? Like my mind jumps from one thing to the next very fast. And a lot of people realize it, but even if you don't think that's going to happen to you, it really can, because I thought that was going to be the thing I struggled with most. But it was actually really easy just jumping from one thing to the next for me. You just got to dive head first.
Absolutely. And your social media is skyrocketing. I thought that was pretty neat. You know, for anyone out there who wonders how you attain so many followers, is there secrets to becoming big on social media?
Oh, well, you have to get a lot of pics with a lot of celebrities. That's what I found out. And then tag them.
Oh, nice.
And you have to go all over the place, too. And just keep posting. Get the traffic to your page. That's like, in the last 7 days, I've had 100,000 people just looking at my page, whether they're following me, they're liking me, or they're doing whatever they do on Instagram. But in the last 7 days, I've gotten a lot of traffic just because the amount I post.
Very cool. Yeah, it seems like you have to be posting something every day, even multiple times a day, to attain those kind of followers.
Yeah, it is quite hard sometimes.
And being that you have sung on so many different levels, do you ever find any competitions a little harder than the next, or is it all just kind of coming together for you since you've been doing it for quite some time?
for me, singing in a competition is probably one of the hardest things to do, because in my mind, I feel like, okay, well, I've done this for like 10 years. I should be able to, you know, like be able to win this competition. But then there are people who like just do like who are tenors, and I don't have like tenor notes, and they do these incredible songs. And I'm like, I start second guessing myself, and competitions are my favorite thing to do, and they're the hardest thing to do.
I'm sure. I just go and sing karaoke, and that's hard enough expecting some kind of reaction from the drunk person across from you. But being that you're around all these people in a massive setting, it's got to be difficult just wanting and hoping to hear those rounds of applause.
It was at the beginning of my career. I would do stuff intentionally for laughs. But as I got older and matured more, I realized that it kind of came off more natural than I really thought. I didn't have to, push for these extra laughs. They just come in naturally, and it made the performance overall just better.
That's awesome. And when you were selected a winner in the New York Lyric Opera Competition, you were able to go and perform on the Harry Connick Jr. TV show. What was that experience like?
Performing for Harry Connick was one of the most iconic moments I've ever had. I was able to perform on a show while John Cena was on the show at the time, but I actually got screen time on that show, and Harry actually said to me, kid, you're going places. I'm going to see you in a couple of years on Broadway or doing something crazy. And they aired that part. He didn't it wasn't audible, but that's he whispered in my ear and said that. And I will always remember that.
That's awesome. John Cena was really nice 10 years ago when I met him. So, it's always nice to hear. He just seems like an all-around great guy, and Harry Connick Jr. as well.
Yeah, they're really nice guys. I even got a photo of John Cena while he was there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, unfortunately, living in the Midwest, I do some conventions here and there, but the celebrity troves, they're not hanging around in the Midwest. I mean, they're not out here in the cornfields. They're up in New York. They're in California. But I try to grasp on what I can. I also noticed you're currently the voice of Bazooka Joe. What does that entail, and how did you get the gig, so to say?
I've got a story for that one. So I was in my New York apartment. I was sick. I had a cold. And this is actually a breakthrough moment for me, because I was like, I don't want to do this audition. I'm going to sound terrible. They're going to never want to hear from me again. So my mom busts out the old recorder. She says, do it. And I'm like, okay. I get down on the couch, look at the lines, kind of go over it once or twice, and I just speak it. Normally I do this show, and I put on a little, I just do more than I need to, and I just spoke this one. They called me back in. I did it again the same way. And it was crazy. And they said, yeah, you booked it. I'm like, oh my God. So the key is being way more natural than you need to be. Just being more natural in general is better than, thinking you need to do more for them to like you. Just being yourself for voiceover is all it really takes sometimes.
I think some people go in thinking you need to talk like this, and maybe
you don't need that.
The subtlety is just a little off for that. And like you said, just bring it more from where you are with your voice and characteristics and mannerisms, and that actually pays off.
Yeah, it does. And I actually was just in Bethesda's brand new game, Fallout 76. I actually voiced a character in that too, and that's something a little bit different. They asked, when I went into the room, they asked for a character, be more like 50s radio kind of style, and I'm like, okay, I can do that, and I did that, got a call back, but I kept it subtle. I didn't do, oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. It was a little bit, that would have been too much, so I just played it subtle, and I got the role for that too.
It's kind of funny, Yahoo calls Fallout 76 the video game for people who like podcasts way too much, so I think that sounds like it's kind of up my alley.
Yeah, it's a really good game. A lot of people don't like it, though, for some reason.
Well, I mean, it looks like it's scary. Maybe that's why, unfortunately, people get scared. Well, I know you're a really busy guy. So what's the future hold for you, Eric? I know you got a lot coming up, and you know, where can people find you on your social media platforms?
Well, people can find me on Instagram at eric.schuett. That's ERICH.SCHUETT. My Twitter is just Eric Schuett, spelled the same way without the dot. And my Facebook is also Eric Schuett. And my website is www.ericschuett.com, spelled the same way.
Very cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I think you got some great stuff coming. I've listened to you perform, watched some videos on YouTube and stuff, and things are going great for you. You're still a young guy, so me being 30, I feel like an old man sitting here talking to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you if it weren't for, like, all the people that supported me, such as my agency, Innovative Artists, and my manager, Cinda Snow. They have been detrimental to my career, so they have been absolutely amazing. And everything they do, I'm so thankful for them.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you've been able to surround yourself with some great people who are really helping your career out.
Yeah, well, you know, I got lucky once. I can do it again.
There you go. Well, thanks again, Eric. I look forward to seeing more from you in the future.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'd love to be back on anytime.
Thanks again, man. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much.
I'll try not to.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I got the show rescheduled for Season 5, Episode 11 of The Hollywood Connection. James Park Smith will unfortunately not be joining us since it's Thanksgiving weekend, but our special guest, writer, producer, actor, Sandy Helberg will. Of course, he's been in some great works, including School for Scoundrels, Meet Wally Sparks, Mortal Kombat, This is Spinal Tap, Spaceballs. And he's also the father of Big Bang Theory, Simon Helberg. So be sure to join us for that. And, of course, big thanks to Eric Schuett. And if you guys missed the interview, you can always go back in about 20 minutes and download the archive. And, of course, I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. We will see you on the 24th. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.